all that are here, and all that honor, give honor to all that honor is due. We bless you all in your respective places. We thank God for greater love. We thank God for all of you. Amen. And we ask you at this time if you would go with us to the second chapter of the book of Luke. Luke, the second chapter. Amen. How many will stand in agreement with me that the Lord hears our prayers? He heard every one of Sister Paulette's prayers when she was up here today, and he is working. Amen. He is working behind the scenes. Amen. Testimonies to follow. Amen. Testimonies to follow. And Sister Janice, you have an issue with your eye right now that you just need to keep saying to yourself, I see God working it out for me right now. Amen. And emphasize see. Thank you, Jesus. I see God working it out for me right now. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep saying it throughout the things they tell you to do, throughout the things they tell you to try, throughout the appointments, throughout the situation. I see God working it out for me right now. Despite what you hear, despite what they're, just do everything that they say. But in the meantime, I see God working it out for me right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many know we got to do that sometimes? We need to verbalize in the midst of the process. Amen. There's power in verbalizing even to yourself when things don't seem like they're going right. Amen. When you're not hearing what you want to hear, you're not seeing what you want to see, and when things aren't necessarily going the way you would like them to go, that's the time when you need to verbalize what you believe, what you stand on. Amen. That faith in a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Amen. In a friend that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I'll be with you in the good times. I'll be with you in the bad times. I'll be with you in the uncertain times. I'm just going to be with you. Amen. Even till the end of the world, he said. Isn't that what the Bible says? Even till the end of the world. Amen. I know it seems like it's ending, but it ain't over yet. Amen. Amen. So he is yet with us. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. That speaks to us day in and day out. Amen. If you were in normal times, if you were to ask anyone on the street or any of your friends, you know, what is the most joyful time of the year? You know, most would say the Christmas season. Amen. Is the most joyful time of the year. It's when families get together. It's when presents are exchanged. It's that time of the year, you know, where it brings great joy to so many children. And, you know, normally it's that time of the year that we gravitate to. And even though this year has caused this Christmas season to be different than any other, we, as children of God, we, as believers in God, have to understand that we still bring good news. Amen? We've experienced and we've heard a lot of bad news in 2020. Amen? I mean, bad news, you know how they say misery loves company? I think even misery is overcrowded at this point. Amen? It's been one of those years. Nothing but bad news over and over again. But we, as believers, still must understand that we bring good news. Amen. We understand, you know, most of the time in normal years, we're trying to, as believers, we're trying to get our friends and loved ones and all those to understand that, you know, don't forget that Jesus is the reason for the season, right? That's normally what we're trying to get across to, because we understand that. But we try to get that across to our friends and our loved ones that are stressing themselves out, you know, trying to buy present after present and spending all their money that they really don't have, trying to please everybody. We try to remind them to say, hey, look, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. I know we do this. I know we exchange presents. I know we get together. But let's not forget what it's all about. Amen. Well, this year is even a little different from that. Amen. Because families aren't able to gather. The parties that are normally had are not being able to take place. Amen. Even, you know, people are trying to find different ways to shop because you can't really go to the places that you would normally go. And all the, it's just everything's different this year. Amen. I even had to remind my mother the other day, you know, it's like, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are two holidays that my mother always, you know, she always cooked a big meal and always had people over, and it's something she's been doing for years. And I had to remind her at Thanksgiving, look, don't cook like you normally cook. It's going to be me and you. And I told her, I said, you know, I think I told you guys before, I was messing with her a little bit. I said, matter of fact, Thanksgiving's canceled this year. They're not having it. And she goes, it is not canceled. If I got to buy a turkey and have mashed potatoes messed up by myself, I'm going to do it. I said, well, I'll come over and I'll eat with you. And, you know, but it's hard for people, especially older people. And now the other day I'm over at her house and she says, you know, oh, I got to make sure I get the Christmas cookies. I got to order up. I said, Mom, who are you buying Christmas cookies for? Well, it's Christmas. I always get a big thing. I said, Mom, I understand, but this year no one's coming over. It's not, you're going to end up throwing them cookies out because I can't eat them all. I'm getting fatter by the day. All right. So, you know, you don't need to order all those cookies like you normally do. You know, they used to make them, but nowadays she just, you know, she orders them. But I'm like, no, we don't need to. I said, you want to have dinner on Christmas Day? We can have dinner. We can do that, me and you. But all the stuff that you normally do, you can't do it just because that's what you've been doing all these years. Nobody's coming. You know, it's like, and it's not like she wants anybody to come because she's scared to death of this COVID thing. You know what I mean? She only goes where she has to go, and she's pretty careful and things. And you know, she's, because she's home most of the time, she's watching the news, and the news ain't been nothing but bad news and fearful. Amen. So it's not like she wants to have a party, but it's like she, in her mind, she's doing the same things that she would normally do. And I'm like, no. This year, you can't do that because we're going to end up throwing out a whole bunch of stuff. And she's like, yeah, I guess you're right. And it's different this year. Now we're trying to, you know, in the midst of all this chaos, we need to bring some joy. Amen? We need to bring some joy. And just because you may not be able to bring it to somebody in person doesn't mean you still can't bring it. Amen? You can bring joy through a text. You can bring joy through a phone call, through a FaceTime, through a Zoom call, however you want to do it. But we need to bring joy. It's easy to get together with everybody else and say, yeah, the numbers are worse than they've ever been, and this is going on and that's going on. Yeah, that's all reality. We don't need to get into that pit. We just need to continue to live, and we need to continue to bring joy. Amen? Joy to the world. When we look at Luke, the second chapter, from the beginning it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The 10th verse says, And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I've read in your hearing the first 14 verses of the second chapter of Luke. Amen. And that's scripture that all of us have heard for many, many years. Amen. But we have to remember the story. We have to remember the beginning when God gave us joy through his son Jesus. Amen? It still is the most wonderful time of the year. When I did some studying into some of these scriptures, and in 1719, Isaac Watts wrote a hymn that came to be entitled "Joy to the World." Now, the interesting thing about this song is the only stanza that is related to Christmas and the birth of Jesus is the first one that announces the Lord is come. There is no mention of Mary and Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, the manger, or the wise men. Yet it is one of the most beloved Christmas carols because it really captures the essence of Christmas, which is joy. Amen? Even in 2020, it's still joy. Amen? Watts was right when he titled his carol "Joy to the World." For Christmas is not just joy to America. It's not a national joy. It's not a racial joy. It's not a geographical joy. It's not a cultural joy. It's not joy to the rich. It's not a financial joy. It's not joy to the educated. It's not an intellectual joy. It's not joy to the happy. It's not an emotional joy. It's not joy to the healthy. It's not a physical joy. It's joy to the world. Why? Because it is a universal joy. Even the angel in verse 10 of the scripture we read said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." The word for good tidings in the Greek is a Greek word that gives us the word evangelism. Amen? Which means to bring what? Good news. Good news. We have a clue as to what this good news is all about in the 11th verse. There is something unique in verse 11 of Luke chapter 2 that you don't want to miss. Nowhere else in all of the Bible will you find the three words Savior, Christ, and Lord together in one verse. Savior, Christ, and the Lord together in one verse. This is the only time in all of Scripture where these three words are brought together. Those words, along with the word babe in verse 12, reveal to us why Christmas truly is a time of joy to the world. Amen? So if you don't remember anything else from what I say today, we're talking about joy. Amen? And as you leave here today, leave here with joy. Exude joy. Amen? Talk joy. Amen? Look joy. Look joyous. Bring joy with you as you go. Bring good tidings with you as you go. The world needs it now more than ever. Amen? What a prime time for joy. People are more open today than they ever been. Why? Because a lot of people are fearful. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are having different issues. They're really in a bad place. They're more open than they've ever been. And we need to bring joy everywhere we go. Even in the midst of our own problems. Amen? We have to bring that good news. Back in those days, birth with an S on it, did not get a lot of attention from the world. They are now common everyday thing. Most people are more concerned about other things nowadays than who's been born. Amen? More people are concerned about the stock market, taxes, sickness, you know, the economy, all these other things, COVID, all these other things, than they are about babies being born. But 2,000 years ago, one baby was born who would shape the destiny of the entire world. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, what is wrong with this picture? Remember, this was not the birth of an ordinary son, but this was the birth of the Son of God. Yet, notice what the shepherds were told to look for. The shepherds were not told to look for a king on a throne, nor an angel on a cloud, but a baby in a manger. They were not told to go to a palace, nor to a mansion, but to a stable. Would he be surrounded by servants? No, he would be surrounded by sheep. Would he be lying on a beautiful bed? No, he would be lying in an animal box. Would he be living in the palace of a king? No, his home would be the stable of a cow. Would he be wrapped in a velvet comforter? No, he would be wrapped in swaddling clothes, common, ordinary rags. More amazingly, he was a real baby. This was not just a show. The Lord Jesus was not faking it. He washed his hand in amazement just like any other baby. Like other babies, he didn't understand words. He needed to be changed. He needed to be fed. He needed to be washed. He needed to be cared for just like any other baby. Think about this. Let it sink into your heart. God in the flesh had to learn how to talk, had to learn how to walk, how to feed himself. Where ordinary passers-by would have seen just another baby, what Mary, his mother, saw was God. There is a reason why the Lord Jesus came in human flesh, why he came as the heavenly son of an earthly mother. He came to be one of us so that we might know not only can he raise us up to his level, but he can get down to ours. When Jesus Christ came in his humanity, he was like us in every way except that he had no sin. When a chord is struck in the weakness of our heart, it resonates in his heart. There is no note of grief, sorrow, heartache, pain, or suffering that can be struck on the instrument of our life that does not resound in his life as well. Amen? So that pain that you're feeling, he feels it too. That hurt that you feel, he feels it too. That suffering that you're going through, he suffers too. Amen? That's why there is joy to the world, because God has come as one of us, and he came to be like us so that he might change us to be like him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the angel said to the shepherds in verse 10 that they were not to be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. But why was this news so good? Well, the angel explains in verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. Amen? A Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the Old Testament, the word Savior describes a deliverer from one's enemies. Interestingly, in the Old Testament, the Messiah is never called Savior. The word refers always to God who delivers his people from defeat or disease and death. In fact, the Word of God makes it plain that the title Savior belongs to God and God alone. Thank you, Jesus. God himself said in Isaiah 43 and 11, I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. He said again in Isaiah 49 and 26, all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting some joy yet? Now you will never understand the meaning of Christmas, nor the real joy of Christmas, until you get into your heart that Christmas is the coming of a Savior. The title Savior, the noun salvation, the verb to save, are found in every book in the New Testament. The origin of these words is the Latin salvare, which means to make safe or secure. It means to deliver from the penalty and power of sin. Thank you, Jesus. The Apostle John said, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world, in 1 John 4 and 14. Jesus Christ came into this world to be our Savior. In fact, before he was born, the angel of the Lord said to Mary, you shall call him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. Glory to God. If you think about it, you will realize that Savior not only tells us who he is, but what we are. Because guess what? The only people who need a Savior are sinners. That's who we are. Amen? Amen? The only people who need a Savior are sinners. One source put it this way, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a Savior. Amen? And that's another thing that we, through this journey, as you grow and as you learn and as you become, you know, great Christians as you are, always understand that our greatest need from the very beginning and stands true today is forgiveness. Amen? Forgiveness. But there's one other thing that must be added. A Savior must be both human and divine. First of all, he must be human so that he can die for our sin and therefore be a Savior. But he also must be divine so he won't die in our sin, or else he cannot be the Savior. That is exactly who Jesus was, both man and God. Man that he could die for our sin, but God so he would not die in his sin. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now that's something to be joyful about. Amen? And a matter of fact, that's something that we need to remember every first Sunday when we go through, when we take part of the Lord's table. That God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's what we're celebrating. That's what we're remembering. Amen? Joy to the world. This little baby lying in the manger was not just the Savior, but he was also the Lord. This is the incredible news. Jesus, the little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, born in a stable, was not just Christ, the Messiah of the Jews, nor was he just Jesus, the Savior of the world, but he is the Lord of the universe. Christmas is about a Savior. Christmas is about a Savior. It's about grace. Jesus will always be the reason for the season because he is Lord. Amen? Jesus is a son. Therefore, we can relate to him because he's just like us. Jesus is a Savior. Therefore, we can respond to him, even though we are sinners. Because he will accept us just the way we are. Amen? Thank you, Jesus, that he accepts us just the way we are. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Jesus is sovereign, and that's how we must receive him. For he wants to take control of our lives and guide us on earth and take us to heaven. The Lord is come. That is why there is joy to the world. And it's not any different in 2020. It's not any different with COVID going on. It's not any different with all the things that we've been through this year. Jesus, the Savior, the Lord has come. Joy to the world. Glory to God. And I want to share something with you. I was talking to my good friend the other day, and she was telling me she's been getting more and more into Scripture, and she's kind of like in the towards the beginning stages of her walk, and I mean, she's known the Lord all her life, but she's really getting into it now, and she bounces a lot. We bounce a lot of things off each other. She asked me a lot of questions and stuff, and she said to me the other day that, you know, I've had an epiphany. And I said, yeah, what was that? She goes, you know, for us, for believers, every day is Christmas. And I said, yeah, what do you mean? She says, well, I don't know. She goes, I know it probably sounds silly to you. I know it probably sounds, you know, like common sense, but she goes, it just hit me that, you know, every day is Christmas for us because God gives us gifts every single day. Every day God gives us gifts. And I told her, I said, well, you know, there's actually, you know, scripture that backs that up. And she said, really? I said, yeah. I said, you know, we talk about it all the time, but if you go to Psalm 68 and 19, it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Amen? Every single day loads us with benefits, the God of our salvations. Salvation. And then I told her, I said, Lamentation 3, 22 and 23 says, this I recall to my mind because of the Lord's great love. We are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So I told her, I said, you know, your epiphany is real. It is Christmas every day. Every day he loads us with benefits. Every day, brand new mercies. Every single morning. Amen. And the scripture didn't leave it right there on that verse. It said, great is his faithfulness. In other words, he don't miss a day. That's how faithful he is. Great is his faithful every single morning, despite how you feel when you wake up, despite what you got on your plate for that day, despite what you got in your bank account, despite how you feel in your body, despite of what's going on in your mind, despite of COVID, despite of challenges, all these different things, he's every single morning like clockwork. He gives you brand new mercies. Every single morning like clockwork, he loads you with benefits. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Every single morning, whether we're doing right or doing wrong, whether we, you know, whether we're dotting all our I's and crossing all our T's, he's right there every single morning with brand new mercies. Loads us with benefits. Gives us everything we need in spite of us. Thank you, Jesus. In spite of us. Aren't you glad that we don't get what we deserve? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm so glad we don't get what we deserve. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 4 and 19 says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in Christ's glory, in glory in Christ Jesus. James 1 and 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Luke 6 and 38, give and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be put in your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Numbers 6, 24 through 26 says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You, me, amen? Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank you, Jesus. In a time where the world is filled with fear, we can fear not because Jesus, our God, is with us, our Savior, our Lord. 3 John 1 and 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." Thank you, Jesus. Why is it that we can bring joy? Because He's given us grace. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us forgiveness. He's given us grace. He's given us mercy. That's why we can bring joy to others. Thank you, Jesus. John 1 and 16, "And from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace." Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. "And from His fullness." Woo, think about that for a second. From His fullness, we have received grace upon grace. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Ephesians 1 and 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Glory to God. Proverbs 16 and 7, "When a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with Him." Watch out now. Watch out. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 4 and 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Glory to God. Matthew 6, 30 and 33, "But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Glory to God. Glory to God. Philippians 2 and 13, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Why can we bring joy to the world? Because God is in us. Jesus is in us. Matter of fact, they're looking to us for joy. They expect that out of us. Glory to God. Malachi 3 and 10, I'm almost done. Malachi 3 and 10, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing until there is no more need." Glory to God. He said, "Put me to the test. Try me." Amen? Try me. How many know God don't mind you trying Him? God don't mind you reminding Him of what He's told you. Amen? When you're going through it, "Lord, you said that I..." Yeah, go ahead and remind Him. He likes that. Amen? And lastly, Ephesians 3 and 20. "Now, unto Him who is able to do far more abundantly than we could ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us." Thank you, Jesus. Unto Him be the glory. Unto Him be the praise. Unto Him be the honor. Joy to the world. Amen? So like my friend said, every day is Christmas for us.
and we need to go around and we need to bring gifts of joy, gifts of peace, gifts. We need to let people know that in the midst of this crazy time that we're living in, God is still on the throne. God is still in control. Amen. God is still the one that we need to look to. He says, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Stop looking elsewhere for your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And in the midst of this time, we can still have joy. Matter of fact, one of the good things that's come out of this bad year is that he has caused us to reconnect, if you will, with our loved ones, with our, he slowed us right down. Amen. You're not going to be able to rip and run anymore. Amen. You're not going to be able to go here and there and everywhere and do this and that. No, you're not going to be able to work 20 hours this day. You're going to get some rest. You're going to slow down. You're going to eat at home. Amen. You're going to just take it easy because you have to. And when you do that, it brings you back to understand what it's all about. Because sometimes when things are normal and we're ripping and running and we're working our tails off and, you know, we're saying hi and goodbye to our loved ones every day and we're not even eating together, we're not doing anything together, I see you when, you know, all this stuff, we kind of lose track of our center. Amen? One of my favorite songs is, he is the center of my joy. The center of my joy. It all comes from him. It all abounds from him. Amen? And we need to stay centered. Stay centered on our joy in Jesus Christ. So even in uncertain times as this, let's still celebrate Christmas with joy. Amen? With joy. Let's still be thankful. Let's still be mindful of others. Let's still, you know, again, we're not gathering, we're not doing this, so, you know, what does it take for you to send a text to somebody? What does it take for you to pick up the, you know, well, we don't pick up the phone anymore. It's our cell phone. I'm still thinking about picking up and dialing, but we don't, you know, taking our cell phones and maybe just calling somebody. You know, what does it take to just encourage somebody today? You say, I'd love to, but I'm having a hard time myself. Okay. That's the best time to encourage somebody. Take your mind off yourself and encourage somebody else. Amen. Let's not just treat this year like, you know, we're just going to skip through it, but let us remember, like we're always trying to remind everybody else in normal years, that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen? And because of Jesus, we not only have great joy, but we can bring great joy. Amen? As we bow our heads, Lord, we thank you for this time and for your many blessings that we talked about today, Lord, every single day, Lord. You're faithful. Your great is your faithfulness in loading us with benefits and giving us brand new mercy every morning. You keep on doing great things for us, Lord. We can't thank you enough for all that you do in our lives, even with all of our problems and our challenges that we're going through right now. You are so good to us, Lord, and what's so great about it, we don't have to worry, we don't have to fear, we can just trust you, we can just stand on your word, we can just give it to you because you said to us, you said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. So you even want us to do that, and Lord, we give it to you today. We let go. We let it go. Lord, we want our minds to be free to think about your goodness. We want to be free to give you praise, free to give you glory, free to give encouragement to others, Lord. We want to bring joy because we have so much joy inside of us because of you. We're overflowing, Lord, with joy because of you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness to us. And Lord, even on this Christmas holiday that we're about to come up on, Lord, we pray for families. And Lord, we pray that families would reconnect, that families would talk about the blessings in their lives, and that we would understand that you are at the center of our joy. And Lord, we ask you to bless all your people today. There's so many people struggling. So many people struggling with their mental health, with their physical health. Lord, you have it all under control. We give it all over to you. You created us. You know every hair in our head. You know us from our top of our head to the sole of our feet. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And Lord, we just ask you to take us from this place, but not your presence, to bring us back again at the appointed time. But help us to remember as we walk out the doors today that we bring joy. Joy in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. We bring good news in the midst of bad news. We bring the light, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Merry Christmas to everyone, and I love